Chapter 13. Everything is explained. The twins watched incredulously as Rafa and Victor ran to the fire and started trying to move it.
"They can't move the fire from the fire," said Jody. "It's too big and heavy. Let's go and help them. Let's save the fire."
Jonathan didn't answer. Suddenly, he understood everything. He knew where the CD-ROM was hidden. He ran to the fire and started helping Rafa to move it. Rafa tried to push him away again. Victor hit Jonathan and he fell to the ground. People in the crowd started shouting and tried to pull Rafa, Victor and Jonathan from the fire. Rafa refused to move. Suddenly, the huge sculpture fell and broke in two. Rafa put his hand inside the fire and grabbed a thin box.
"I've got it," he shouted triumphantly to Victor.
He put the box inside his jacket pocket, and the two men then disappeared into the crowd.
"Stop, thief!"
Jonathan shouted loudly over the noise of the fireworks. People looked at the strange boy shouting in English. Jonathan didn't know the Spanish word for thief. Jody came and helped her brother stand up.
"Rafa's got Dad's CD-ROM," Jonathan told Jody. "We must find him. He hid the CD-ROM in the fire.
They never intended to display or burn the fire. They only wanted to use it as a hiding place for the missing CD-ROM." Suddenly, there was a very loud shout and a commotion in the crowd. Jody and Jonathan saw David and Juan fighting with Rafa and Victor. Jonathan ran to help them. He jumped on Rafa and pulled him to the ground. Juan caught Victor. David quickly handcuffed them and started to take them away.
"Wait!"
shouted Jonathan. He put his hand into Rafa's jacket pocket and pulled out the thin box. He opened it and smiled. The missing CD-ROM was inside it.
"Good work, Jonathan. You solved the mystery," said David. "We've wanted to find these men for a long time. They're well-known criminals. We heard you shout and we saw you running after them. And then we got them.
We're taking them to the police station now, but we'll come and explain everything to you and your parents tomorrow." Early the next morning, Juan and David arrived at the Kelly's flat. They looked very tired. Mrs. Kelly made some coffee and they all sat together in the kitchen. Juan told them the entire story.
"We're really security guards, not air marshals," explained Juan. "We were watching you and your family even before you left Australia. The authorities in Spain knew that somebody might try to sabotage or steal your research in Spain. They were worried that somebody might kidnap you during the flight. That's why we were at the airport and why we sat in the seats in front of you."
"I sense something wrong with your story about being air marshals," exclaimed Jonathan triumphantly.
"Shut up, Jonathan," said Jody. "Let's hear Juan's explanation."
"We saw Rafa at the airport and we recognized him immediately," continued Juan. "He was a suspect in an industrial spy case in Spain last year, but there wasn't enough evidence to find him guilty. We were suspicious because he was returning to Spain on the same plane as you. We tried to look at his passport to see which name he was using, because he uses two or three different names."
"Is that why you were trying to look over his shoulder at the check-in desk?" asked Jody. "Everybody was watching you."
"Yes, it was impossible then," said David. "But later in the departure lounge, we took his passport and ticket for a minute and saw his name."
"I saw you do that,"
said Jonathan proudly.
But I thought you were trying to steal Rafa's passport. My telepathy was wrong then. But later, in Spain, it was right. I had a sense of danger every time I was near Rafa.
Aren't you clever? Said Jody sarcastically. She was feeling a little humiliated about her relationship with Rafa.
It was clear to everybody now that Rafa used her to get to her father.
We saw Rafa and Blanca talking to you at the airport, but it was a very short conversation and we weren't worried about it, continued David. When you arrived in Valencia, the local police were responsible for your security, but we gave you our email address just in case. We told the police in Madrid about Rafa, but we didn't know he was in contact with any of you until after that.
That's why he didn't come with us to your headquarters in Madrid, said Jonathan excitedly. He knew you might recognize him and tell us about the danger.
Yes, he was clever, said David, but we still don't know how he sabotaged your father's computer and stole the CD-ROM.
I can tell you that, said Jonathan. Rafa was interested in Dad's work, and he and Blanca visited the laboratory with us. Dad was very excited and showed us his latest experiment. He was working when we visited him. Rafa asked if he could help Dad in the lab, and Dad went to get the form for him. He left Rafa alone at the computer. I even saw him pressing some buttons on the keyboard, but I didn't suspect anything. He probably took the CD-ROM from the computer and then sabotaged Dad's computer. That doesn't take more than a few minutes.
Everything was clear in Jonathan's mind now. He continued his explanation.
Rafa suggested that we go to the workshop to see the fire. We all went there together from the laboratory. When nobody was looking, he hid the CD-ROM inside the fire. I saw him standing by the fire in the workshop that day, but I didn't think it was important until last night. When he ran to save the fire from the fire, I remembered everything and understood that the CD-ROM was in it.
He was probably hoping to keep it there until after the festival, explained Juan. Then he could come to the workshop, take the CD-ROM and sell it for a lot of money.
What about Blanca? Asked Jonathan. Is she really Rafa's sister? I didn't have any premonitions about her.
Yes, she's his sister, but she's much younger than him and they don't live together in Madrid, said David. She hasn't done anything wrong.
Good, said Jonathan. She was nice.
And pretty too, said Jody sarcastically.
I feel really stupid now. Next time, I'll have to consult my darling brother and his telepathy before I choose a boyfriend. Have you got any strange feelings about Paul, Jonathan?
Everyone laughed.